You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Wow.
Are we live now?
Yes, sir, we
are live. It says up there on air. Does that mean something?
Yeah, it means we're on air, which is better than being on some other thing.
Now, is this on the air?
We're on the air. We are broadcasting at this very moment.
Listen, just to those of you that are faithful, loyal listeners, we thank you very much. But understand, Pastor Tom, for those of you that have listened to this show, know that Pastor Tom has been running this radio station for 20-some years at least.
28 almost.
There you go. And Pastor Dave's here running it today, and Pastor Tom is not here, because if you haven't heard, you should know that in the last few years, Pastor Tom has gone through some of the most traumatic events that any father can. He's lost two children. Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, he ended up having quadruple bypass surgery.
About a year ago.
Seems like last week, but you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Time flies.
Yeah.
And then just this week, a couple of his bypasses collapsed, so they put a stent in him. Which, for some reason, he's not here working today. He's a little bit fatigued. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't imagine that.
So I think, and Pastor Dave here actually said some prayers for him and added a get well cartoon card, which I won't tell you what it says, but it's very appropriate. And we all want, just listen, everyone here believes in the power of prayer. I've seen it work. I thank you for the prayers for my son. Amen. Right now would be a great time for anybody that has been a faithful listener, not just to us, but know what Pastor Tom has done for the last 28 years, that he could use a few extra prayers.
Amen. And Joe, let's not forget all the victims in Texas who are undergoing extreme hardships right now.
That's the
so
given.
Let's pray for them, too.
That's the given. But I'm more concerned right this minute about Pastor Tom, because I brought a check for him today, and if he's not here to collect it, I don't have to. Never mind that part.
Oh, I have authority to do that.
You have authority.
he's been dispensated. He's
right.
Good.
He's on the account.
He's on the account. I am Joe Martech. This is the Team Martech Hour. For those of you that don't know, we started doing these radio shows back around 2004, just before Hurricanes Francis and Jean. The concept was simple. Joe Martech's a financial advisor. I'm also called a stockbroker, a securities principal, lots of licenses. Clients in Florida and in 13 other states, because people move and referrals, etc. But in my not too humble opinion, is that a fair way to phrase this properly?
I think so.
Most people know that I'm really very humble, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, boy.
One of the most humble people I know.
I didn't mean to laugh.
I know. That if you are, quote, a credible professional, you, in order to help your clients, you will align yourself with other credible professionals to the benefit of your clients. So starting back in '04, Greg Fasula, attorney, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Joe Martech, financial advisor, started doing the shows. Now, literally, an attorney became a necessary evil. Now, don't let me take that literally. I'm joking, of course, but, well, kind of. But anyway, when I talk to a new suspect or prospect, I want to talk about a will and or a trust. And very often, a new client of mine, when they become a client of mine, I want to know what that will and trust says. I'm not an expert, but I have seen hundreds of these, and I feel somewhat duty-bound to make sure there's not mistakes or flaws that can be easily cured. So, and again, I don't do them. But I suggest strongly they go to an attorney that I feel comfortable with. And if they don't, as long as they go to any attorney, it's better than none, and get things done properly. So Greg, anybody that's ever met Greg Fasula, says, are you really an attorney? Because you're a nice guy.
You know, my wife has been trying to twist my arm to go see Greg to get a will drawn because we have no will. And now
you,
you
think she might want to kill you? Is that the whole
thing? Well, now that's me curious. That's me a little worried.
Well, you know what? I've been pressuring him to do that. And look who's here.
And Ms. Victoria Lloyd.
Victoria Lloyd.
So what happens is that will was, you know, or a trust, but Greg happens to be, we got a chair. Greg happens to be the only attorney I know personally that's a good listener. He's not pretentious. He's not arrogant. He has a good heart, meaning he's a giving, caring person.
And I can vouch for that.
How many times have we had people that Greg has helped? And I have a client of mine that, Mike, you'd appreciate this. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, don't hurt Mike Polish just because you're late coming in.
No, I'm warming him up. He's cold.
Yeah, it's freezing in here.
Yeah. Oh, I can't feel
he's got no blood.
No blood in him. Anyway, well, you see,
I've been in Florida too long.
I want you to look at this tan on this boy here.
I know, that's
here.
What it is. He's been in the sun.
He's been out in the sun getting this 90-degree.
Oh, yeah, it could be his blood pressure. Yeah.
But, you know, I said this to Greg.
I'm in the mortgage business, so the blood pressure is a bit high.
I said, Greg, you know, did they teach you in law school that you're a good listener, you're not arrogant, you're not pretentious, you're not a know-it-all? And he goes, no. And I said, well, good, because you're the only attorney that I know personally that doesn't wear any of those hats. You actually care about people. He's just a flat, good person.
And no question about that.
One of the things that's most impressive, and I think, Mike, you and I have spent some time on this, and sometimes a client will go to an attorney and say, I need you to do this. And the attorney says, hey, no problem. Give me a check for X. And then he goes out and tries to figure out what the guy wants because he's never done it before.
Yeah, I've paid a few attorneys to for them to learn how to do what to, I
for them to learn.
Yes.
Greg right away will say, no, I don't do that. And I've had a few clients over the years that needed to go bankrupt, and he said, no, but I know a fellow down the street that I trust. Now that's my magic word. When an attorney trusts another attorney. you know, that's not, this fraternity might be tight at sometimes, but the bottom line is when they trust another guy, I feel very comfortable. It's no different than Vince Rosino, CPA, sitting here. If a guy comes in with an $800 million estate, Vince is going to, I know it doesn't happen that often. Vince is going to say,
I haven't had it happen ever.
We need to bring in a tax attorney that's a specialist handling $800 million estates.
Absolutely.
Well, we do know a winner of $356 million, I think she got after $758.
Yes, we all know
but
that
she
one.
Didn't call Vince.
No,
well,
she
doesn't know him.
She's in Massachusetts.
You have to
she
call
should be
her.
Listening to CNN.
She should be listening.
Right.
So she might be. She
know. You never
she
know.
She might be. You might get a call tomorrow. Give her your number.
All right, good.
Her loss. Yeah, right?
Her loss.
Her loss.
Am I allowed to give the number out?
So, anyway, we started doing the shows. And then, over a period of the next few years, we added more members. Vince Rosino, CPA. Well, here comes taxes, questions about taxes. And then, simultaneously with all of that, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, and Mike Powell's mortgage broker, because the debacle called this last Great Recession created monster problems in the mortgage and housing business, and we needed to have experts. Now, just from a minor little standpoint, our group that I just ran through has cumulatively over 200 years worth of experience.
Over half of them are with one guy.
Yes, wonder
that's
who that
Joe.
Could be.
I'm feeling more bent over every minute. I'm getting hunched back here just thinking about it. And then we also have a guest attorney who is a retired attorney from Wisconsin, a retired prosecuting attorney, and he happens to be a messy Jew.
Oh.
Is that the right phraseology?
If you wear so shoes.
No. I love it. He normally corrects me quickly now because the word is messianic.
That's right.
Which means, and I'll tell you folks right now, if you ever meet Alan Love, attorney, he's the poster child for a rabbi. I mean, he looks, you could teach rabbi school big time because, you know, you look at, now, the word rabbi means teacher, right?
Yes, I did teach Sunday school for many years in Milwaukee.
You taught Christian Sunday school or
Jewish
Hebrew school?
Okay. Hebrew school.
Shul.
Shul. You were at the temple, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so some years ago, how many years ago did you become a Christian?
That was in 2009. So
2009.
It's 8 years. Now.
8 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it happens.
I like temples, though. They're very nice. They serve a lot of pastries.
Absolutely. That's
a reason to convert right there.
I mean, I don't have a sweet tooth, but I thought it was pretty nice.
Good Italian Catholic girl. Yeah. Why do we go to the temple? For the pastries.
We go for pastries. We went to visit. We had a good time.
So you could add a pastry chef to the team.
Yeah.
There we go.
She needed to study the Old Testament. That's how you figured she'd get some food along the way.
So today... Yeah, the only problem we have today, we don't have Pastor Tom to argue with the Old Testament.
No, we usually argue right before.
I mean, we have...
Well, we don't argue. We just try to clarify things.
I think it's an intense clarification discussion.
Yeah. Intense clarification. I love that. Yeah.
And it's educational, too.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Well, you know, we Vince and I especially have just absolutely loved doing these shows with you and Pastor Tom because there's not a person alive that can quote every piece of scripture there is and interpret every single piece, and it's been interpreted by many people different ways. So very often an intelligent discussion, mm-hmm. which I'm referring to as an argument, because we have we look at some things and say, hey, this is the way I read it, and Pastor Tom is nice and sweet, and he said, you're not too bright, Martek, you're not reading it right.
You see, one thing I've learned, Joe, is never argue with the experts. Yeah. And you know, and this guy is a Bible scholar.
I think he did tell us that, didn't he?
You know? He did.
And here we are, you know, trying to prove a point.
And he's not here.
No hope of ever winning it.
No, no kidding. We can't win. But but we love the argument, you know.
Yes.
So we need to get him back and healthy so we can continue
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, if you quoted from the tax law, if you quoted from the tax law, we wouldn't be able to dialogue with you.
So. Well, that's true, but yeah, and there is interpretation there too. Mm-hmm. Some of it's cut and dried, but some of it is. Yeah.
How much of the Bible is referring to taxation here, Rabbi?
Well, let's use the word financial.
Okay.
Because that is the second biggest topic in the Bible outside of the Lord Himself. Mm. That finances, money, how to manage money, how to use money, how to give money. That's all wrapped up to the second most talked about topic in the whole Bible.
Old and New.
Very
good. See, so we need to message you once in a while to keep us straight here.
We had that conversation with Pastor Tom about the tithing.
I find something very interesting: the fact that a lot of people took the story of Noah building the ark is just a biblical story that didn't have much significance. Well, if you're from Houston, that has a lot of significance.
Well,
it just shows how wonderful the Bible is, that you can take almost any passage from either the Old Testament or the New Testament and apply it to contemporary life.
Yep,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
You can.
Class, this is important now. You're supposed to write this phone number down. You're supposed to keep it next to your phone unless you're driving a car and then disregard this totally. But 1-888-221-8990. This is toll-free from any place. 888-221-8990. So we have Vince Rizzino, CPA. We've got Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, the hardest working realtor known to man, period, who's only been in real estate since 1978, and for a 30-year-old, that's pretty tough to do, but she's managed to pull it off.
She looks very well for 30 years old.
Well, you know, for her age. Well, never mind that part. Anyway, and then we have Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who's how many years now?
29 this month.
Is it 29 now?
Wow.
I was still stuck on 23.
I mean, I thought it was 22.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Where did the other 6 years come from?
So what I was trying to say was, you know, the cumulative years and years of experience here are pretty dramatic, and we're here to help people, and we've been very blessed, and we've been very fortunate to help quite a few people that have called in and handled subjects that
you know, it's funny. I got a call just the other day from somebody who called the station. I guess you must remember, they were called Lucky for me. Yep. Called me up at the office, and she had a tax issue. I was able to help her. Spent about a half hour with her, actually.
Nice.
And I helped her, and she was very appreciative.
That's great.
I will tell you this, you know, we're all big believers in what goes around comes around. You know, and that's a flat fact. And you know, when you're lucky and blessed.
Wow, holy cow, we really have a full house today.
Wait a minute. We have Dean Warren, Mr. Independent Insurance Agent, just showed up.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
I don't know, but he's got this new Mustang convertible.
Whoa!
Oh, I've had it for
I know, but he, but it's a hot little Mustang convertible. So he
really.
We'll make it.
Just slide
it in any place you can. Just move.
Why don't you move?
Mike, move yours down. You can take this chair.
There we go.
Yeah, let's
make someone it. Wow. Describe this melee on the air since no one can see.
Yes, we have a full house plus
over here.
No,
wait a second. What did they call those things with musical chairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you describe
it. We normally
it.
Have maybe three of us in the room at any given time.
And we're only missing Greg.
Watch Greg Fasula show up now, you know. What is it? We were saying this morning, Dan, it's only been once or twice in 19 years that we've been doing these things that 100% of the group showed up.
Well, you know, we're always busy, Joe, and the primary reason I stopped by is we had so many calls at the office with flood questions.
Right.
And with all the disasters that we've seen in Houston and Texas, that it might be some interest, so some people may have some questions, so that's why I showed up.
So let's do this.
We appreciate that.
In fact,
that.
We did that this morning on the show, flood insurance and what's going to happen. And Dan, let's do your prognosis here and explain what's going to happen to all these people in Houston that did not have flood insurance.
Well, there's a good chance that they'll be getting some FEMA assistance.
Right.
There may be some SBA loan money that's available. I know we had that here after we took our turn having our disasters back in 08. So, you know, there will be some help, but it's not free. It's not quite like having had purchased flood insurance, which would be a much better investment at this point in time, but it's too late.
You know, one of the things that we talked about today, there are flood zones. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a flood zone, flood insurance costs X. If you're not in a flood zone, flood insurance costs considerably less. Like your Victoria, I think you were saying you pay $400.
$450.
Yeah, for flood insurance.
And yours was $800, you said, but yours dropped.
Yeah, actually, most people don't know this, but flood maps do change periodically. So FEMA comes in and changes the flood maps, and we just went through a pretty big change in Martin County. And my property was located in a flood zone, and at that time, Dan, you can testify because you have my flood insurance.
It's a reflection, actually, on what Martin County did to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it magically happened. The county had certain new rules and regs for building, and you had to have certain heights in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you know, but at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, all the things that the county required now has helped the people that needed to buy flood insurance.
Yeah. Now, my property went from being in a flood zone, and my flood insurance was over $800. So now it's not in a flood zone. I decided to keep the flood insurance, and it went down to $450.
That's about what I paid for mine. And yep. I'm not in the flood zone, but as an agent, I've always felt that every home is in a flood map somewhere. It may not be one that's highly susceptible to flooding, but if you have 49 inches of rain, it really doesn't matter where you are.
Now, how many of those homes in Houston do you think were not in a flood zone but are in a flood zone now?
I heard, and once again, I heard through the news that they suspected about 80% of the people had no flood insurance.
You know, and that was not to be unexpected. When you think about it, when a person says, hey, I want to buy a house, I need insurance, I'm going to pay taxes, what are my payments going to be? Do I need flood insurance? Quote, the word need means, is it mandated in order for me to get the mortgage? Now, we were talking earlier today, if that 40, 30, 20 some inches of rain had landed on top of Port St. Lucie, I don't think there'd have been one house not flooded.
Well, do keep this in mind, Joe, that Houston is in a very rocky, stony area. Florida, for all intents and purposes, is a huge sandbar. We have lots of sand. Dig down a little, you won't find a lot of rock. Most of the time, you'll find water.
Yeah.
All right, so our biggest thing is the water will perk here. But if we had a storm that came on and the groundwater got saturated, the only way for it to go was up.
That's it. So, I mean, literally, I can't imagine there'd have been a house. The only ones that may not have had floods were those that were sitting at the or near the inlet to the ocean that could take and wash out that water quickly. But even then, you could have had a reverse flood tide. I mean, it would have been a monster.
Let's not forget one other thing, Joe, before I forget to tell you. There's also tax relief for these people who have had casualty losses and they don't have insurance to cover and
So that's something to be considered also. So the government, and they extend the carryback period as well, where it's normally 2 years to carry it back. They usually extend it. I haven't heard anything yet, but they usually extend it back 3 years sometimes.
So tax relief will help people that are paying a considerable amount of taxes.
So that's a non-reimbursable property and casualty loss is what Vince is talking about. So you have a claim. It's not reimbursed to you by insurance.
Right.
There is relief, but it does take a long time to break even. In the meantime, where are you going to live? And there's a lot of questions to answer.
Absolutely. But at least there's some sort of
there is something
for
there.
Them. There's something there. But again, it's out of pocket.
My dad used to say, don't worry about a tax write-off unless I make money.
Well, that's the key. I've had people say before, well, Joe, you can do this as a tax write-off. Well, first of all, I got to make the money to be in the tax problem before I can get the tax write-off.
Nevertheless, they have real losses. And they've got to rebuild their houses, and they'd appreciate the relief no matter where they get it.
We assume, I mean, this is a big reach, that our federal government and our leaders today will go out of their way to help the people in Texas over and above what is considered normal. I'm got to assume that.
Well, I mean, they do watch what you do, because growing up in Palm Beach County, my dad had planted a bunch of Australian pines around his property as a windbreak.
Uh-huh.
It was like old school shutters.
Right.
So when he had a bunch of damage, he tried to write off the cost of getting new Australian pines brought in that were 80 feet tall. And it was like unbelievably expensive. But he did get to buy little tiny ones. They would give him that value, but not the value.
Not for the 80 footers.
So you can't get exactly what you want, but there is some relief for you.
The only reason that we got into this flood insurance, because of the fact, obviously, we have one of the biggest disasters in the history of our country unfolding, is that even if you're not in a flood zone, the cost for this flood insurance in case of a catastrophic event is very low, as opposed to if you are in a flood zone.
And don't forget, Joe, if you are buying a new home, and Mike would tell you, if you're buying a new home and the bank requires you to have it, it goes into effect that day.
Buying a new home.
But if you walk into my office and say, hey, now that the storm's blown through, I'm a little concerned, I'd like to get some flood insurance, it takes 30 days.
Right. Yeah, and then one thing we got notified today by a couple of insurance companies is that with the new storm coming, there's a new one forming out there, and it could potentially head our direction.
Of course.
They won't be binding insurance once it gets in a certain radius of the proper.
It's always been like that. Always been right. Yeah.
What is the box, Dan? How far out is it as soon as they name it a storm?
Right?
Well, I'm going to give you the lawyer answer. It depends.
Because we need Greg. Oh, we have an attorney down here.
What happens is some companies have a specific latitude and longitude.
Right.
That's all they care about.
Right.
Other companies have a little more realistic approach, and they say, well, it's coming up on the west side of Florida, so that's where we're going to shut off and let the east side of Florida keep riding until we know exactly. But some companies are very, very skittish and shut down instantly.
Yeah.
Some companies are a little bit more a little more benevolent.
Right, right.
Willing to take a little more risk.
But if you can't close on a certain day, because of the insurance.
Right.
I've seen that happen.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So if you're going to be closing in the next, say, 10 days or so on a new property, you might want to get that insurance bound now.
Absolutely. That's the wisest, prudent thing.
And what's involved with doing that? I mean, do you have to actually write the check for the insurance to get it bound? When is it bound?
Each company has different requirements. If you, as the agent, are a binding part of that company, in other words, we have the ability to bind and put the company on the hook, it's usually a signature. Okay, we can robo-sign that. So we have the ability to send you an application via the email. You can hit a little button, puts your signature on it, and it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, they will give you a certain amount of time to get the money in. If you have a credit card, that's even better. You can pay for it with credit card instantly. If it's paid by escrow, let's say the lender is going to pay, they give them a little more time because they know sometimes the lenders are, big bureaucracy. It takes a little more time to get the check cut out.
But the key thing is this. If you have an existing piece of property and you want to add it, you got a 30-day wait.
If you want to add flood insurance to your insurance portfolio,
But if you're buying a new home, doesn't have to be a new built, an existing home. You're just having, you definitely.
And I will throw one more wrinkle in there. As we all know, flood insurance is a federal program.
Right.
And it's been a loser for the federal government. There has been times when they have talked about maybe not re-upping it. And the insurance industry has said, oh, that's a concern to us. What are we going to do? So some companies currently have the availability of getting the homeowners and the flood at the same time, but not every company.
Right.
So that's a new wrinkle. You know, we've always had excess flood, which means, let's say you lived in a McMansion on the beach and it was worth millions of dollars, and the federal program gives you $250,000 in coverage on the building and $100,000 on the contents. And you say, well, that's just, you know, 10% of the value of my home. I need more. There's excess flood insurance, but it is not a subsidized price by the government, and it is expensive. So,
but if you can afford that $2.5 million house, in theory, you should be able to.
It should be the cost of ownership.
Yeah, it's the cost of doing it. 1-888-221-8990. So we have sitting here Pastor Dave, and we have Vince Rosino, CPA, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Alan Love, retired prosecuting attorney from the great state of Wisconsin, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, and Joe Martek, financial advisor. So anybody has questions, boy, we got a full house here, pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
We got a pretty good
load
here.
All we need is, you know, Greg, and that's it.
Well, Alan asked me to show up today because he had some concerns about, you know, questions that people may have over flood insurance.
And you did.
I'll ask you one right now, Dan. What about your car being flooded in Houston? Is there auto insurance that covers that?
There is, Alan. It's the comprehensive part of your policy. So you could have comprehensive and collision, and then your bodily injury and the other coverages. But if you don't have comprehensive, then you don't have any flood coverage. And that it's usually not that expensive. But, you know, not everybody buys that.
Now, the actual coverage is actual cost, actual cash value of the car, right? For when it comes to comprehensive.
Now, I will tell you that there is wiggle room in there. So let's suppose you had, you know, old Betsy, who you love and you cherish her and you've taken great care of her, and you think she's wonderful. But the book says, not so much. You can pull out all the stuff you've done for her lately. All the repairs you've done, the new tires, anything you can do. If I'm your agent, I'll bring that to the company's attention and say, we have to do a little bit better. Because I could have two cars the same year, side by side, worth totally different money.
Sure.
All right. If you have a really upper end car, there is what's called an agreed value policy.
Right.
Where you say, I really don't care what Kelly Blue Book says. You know, my car is a very special car, and here's the reasons why, and I can prove it, and I want $30,000 for my car. If anything happens to it, you'll pay a little bit more.
Well, classic car, antique cars.
They're done that way.
Like Dan is driving a nearly classic car today.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This Ford Mustang is not a new one? It's old classic.
He's got
it'll turn 20 years old in December.
Wow. He's got a classic, perfect condition, red Mustang convertible.
I'm gonna check it out later.
Hot, and he played teenager with it today.
And it's for sale.
I lit those tires up.
You know, it just brings back our days when we were kids, you know, when they had these muscle cars, because they may look like they're muscle cars today, but they're not like they were back then, and no doubt about it.
Yeah, but Joe, you got the same color car. And it's a convertible.
Well, hey, so
what's the difference?
No, but there's a big difference. Dan has a true muscle car. I mean, I hate to tell you, in a real drag race, mine might actually, they call it more horsepower, but I doubt I could, Dan would.
It's not going to get back to the rear wheels.
No, that's it. I think that's exactly the point.
What do you have, 300 horse in that thing?
Yeah, that's the standard smallest engine is 300 horsepower. You know. I think we have we don't know if we have a caller
we
yet.
Do.
Yes, we do. Okay, well, let me just take
remember
it.
How to answer it.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe, it's Amanda Williams. How are you?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing very good. Long time. What's it been, a whole week since I talked to you?
Yeah, almost. I have a question in regards. I heard y'all talking about the flood insurance.
Right.
And like, I'm not in a flood zone, but I still have the flood insurance. But I noticed that they offered me wind insurance too. Why isn't the flood and the wind kind of a combination thing? Because usually if you get flooded, I mean, I know the water rises, but it could also be flooding from the wind. So would I be covered if I didn't have wind insurance with flood, or do I need both?
Amanda, I don't think I have seen an offer of a federal flood policy to include wind.
But your homeowners, you can add.
Your homeowners
wind.
Usually offers you the wind coverage. Now, I know that there's been in the past, especially like say in Mississippi, when they had all that terrible damage a couple years ago, there were a lot of insurance companies that were saying, oh no, it's not wind, it's flood. And the flood policy saying, oh no, it's not flood, it was wind. And the poor customer stuck in the middle. So you have to be aware that there's a difference between wind-driven rain and flood. So I'm going to give you Dan's small version. You have a little some shingles that say come off your roof, and the wind blows the rain in. That's wind-driven rain, and if that causes your house to flood, that's part of your homeowners. The regular flood insurance is, I always think of Noah in the ark. So it rains and rains and rains, and the water comes up your driveway, and you're looking out the window, and that comes up under your door and floods your house. Well, that's a flood. Has nothing to do with the wind driving the water in through a breach of the structure. There has to be a breach of the structure that caused that wind to blow the rain into your house to flood your house. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is the best way it's ever been described to me.
It's the simplest way.
I will tell you what, the key thing is, homeowners insurance policies by themselves don't automatically include wind. You have to normally add that. Am I right, Dan?
Well,
he's sitting around. He's got an attorney sitting next to him, Amanda.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Depending on where you live, right, you could be in where Citizens covers the wind. Okay, that's part of the, let's say you live in Palm Beach County. Most of Palm Beach County, east of I-95, they exclude wind on your homeowner's policy, and they put wind on your policy through Citizens. Now, not every policy, but I have seen at one time when the companies became very, very restrictive, everything east of I-95, I don't care who you were, they excluded wind. All right, so you might have had
actually west of 95 and just like three blocks west of the turnpike, basically.
So you should be good. You should be far enough off the coast where your homeowners would cover wind. What happens, Amanda, is many times the homeowner policy has then two deductibles. One would be considered the all other perils deductible. That's like for fire and lightning, things like that. And then a wind deductible, which is normally on a percentage basis. So, look at your policy. And if you have any questions on it, call us back next week and we'll answer them.
Yeah, on the other hand, you know who your agent is, right? I would, instead of looking up your policy, unless you can find it quickly, call them up and say, hey, do I have wind coverage? What's my deductible? And do I have flood coverage?
Yeah, I did that when a few years ago with the flood thing. I'm not in a flood zone, but I want to say maybe it was Isaac, but I'm not for sure.
Which one?
My whole neighborhood flooded because the reserve was full, the ponds were full, everything was full. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to come in the back door of my house. And so as soon as it was all said and done, I purchased the flood insurance for that reason, even though I'm not in a flood zone, technically.
Well, that doesn't mean that you
won't
flood.
I was going to get flooded.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like we said today, if this same thing had hit Houston, it hit us. Well, they already said, the Corps of Engineers said Lake Okeechobee would have breached.
Yes.
Which would have caused the most unbelievable catastrophe you've ever seen. That would have taken, literally, probably killed many, many, many people.
But don't live in fear, man. I'm telling you, don't live in fear of that.
Oh, no.
You get plenty of warning if they're telling you,
hey,
you gotta go.
I don't live in fear, but I am smart enough to live in caution.
There you go.
All right.
And that's a wonderful way of putting it.
Well, listen, when those of you that live down in Palm Beach County, remember if this happens, you just have to drive up to Okeechobee. That's north of the lake.
Unless the breeze is on that side.
Hey, Amanda.
If that happens, I'm going back to Kentucky.
Yeah, nice and hilly up there. You get up high.
I don't
think
they have good weather going on either now.
Amanda, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Dan, if I have hurricane, like the 2%, like they talk about hurricane, doesn't that include wind? Because you got to win with a hurricane.
Yes. Okay, so if your policy includes wind, it usually says wind and hail.
Okay, okay. I don't know. I've never seen that. Home. So, I haven't looked for
so
it, to be honest.
So let's make my example easy. You got a $200,000 house
right.
with a 2% deductible. You're going to pay the first $4,000.
Okay. But that would include my wind, because
yes.
wind comes
that
with
is
a
the
storm.
Wind.
That's the
wind
saying.
Deductible.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
wind. Now, if you have a flood and the wind.
I have both. I
and
have
then
it
you
all.
Get lightning events on top of it.
You could have a deductible for the flood portion. Mm-hmm.
Yes, from the flood yeah, insurance. Flood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What kind of deductible do they have with that normally?
$2,500. It's usually a fixed amount.
Okay, great.
It could be low, it could be high. Depends on what you chose at the time that you bought the policy.
But I'm like with Mike. I mean, we're not required to have it.
But you should have it. Yeah.
I just feel with the way the world's going, I said it's getting too crazy.
Well, you know it's odd because I used to own a house down in Marathon in the Keys, and I had a wind policy, I had a homeowner's policy, and I had a flood policy. And the house was elevated. So actually, the flood insurance was very, very inexpensive.
Because you were up 10 feet off the ground on top
exactly,
of everything.
Exactly, but the property was low-lying.
But if you had an old cracker house that wasn't elevated.
Then it would be expensive.
Okay, because what they do, Mike, is they use a thing called an elevation certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And that says, hey, you know, Mike's house is in this zone, and the base elevation of your slab is X feet or X inches above sea level. So since yours was elevated, it was well above sea level, it was much more reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. If it was an old home built long ago, you would have had a different story when it came time to write that check.
1-888-221-8990. Toll free. 888-221-8990. But we just thought, and I think Alan Love, you said it right, that it was very timely that people should understand. And literally, we've lived through some horrific storms. We've seen some flood tides, especially down in the Keys. My son went through a 9-foot tide down in Summerlin some years ago. And we've had some pretty substantial flood tides here with storms.
Well, don't forget, Joe, we live differently than on the Gulf side.
Yeah.
The water's so much deeper here.
Yeah.
For us to get that massive tidal surge, it's not that easy as it is on the West Coast.
Yeah. I know in a couple of those hurricanes, I had some snook sitting right under my house.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
During those hurricanes.
Was that fillet and release?
But no electricity to cook it with. That's sushi.
You need gas.
Yeah, sushi.
1-888-221-8990. So again, we've got Vince Rosino here, CPA, tax questions, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Alan Love, retired prosecuting attorney from Wisconsin, Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, and Mike Polis, mortgage broker, and Joe Martek, financial advisor. So we got a pretty full house today. So any questions you might have, and by the way, if you don't want to be on the radio, you don't have to be. You can call the radio station anytime. They'll take your name and number and have us call you back. Now, we attempt to call everybody back. On occasion, somebody slips through the cracks because, well, except for Victoria and Mike and Vince and Dan and Joe, I'm not perfect. So we try to make sure we take care of everybody, and it doesn't necessarily always have to be a particular circumstance. You know, we have different things we're working on with different people to try to help them. I had a couple of people last week were talking about mortgages, and I said call Mike. He'll counsel you on the phone. And they said, well, my credit score is pretty bad. And I said, well, he can run a credit for it and tell you what you are and help you get put together so you can now go out and buy a house.
Yeah, and actually I met with that listener, and we came up with a game plan to try to do some repair work on her credit. And I think she's going to be ready in about 6 months. So that's part of the service.
And this is something that you're not going to get walking into the local bank or something like that, but this is just something that makes perfect sense to me.
What you'll get is they'll take all the data, Joe.
Right.
They'll wait 2 months, and then they'll come back and say to you, you don't qualify.
Yeah, that's it. And that's I don't blame months, them because they're really under the microscope with all these bank regulators. They have to go through the whole process before they can tell you they can't help you.
But from the consumer side.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
I would prefer to deal with someone like you, Mike, who could say to me rather quickly, these are the things you need to do, or we can do it right now. You're great. Let's go.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, nowadays there's more and more loan products coming on market that are, you know, a little bit easier to get a loan. Some of these subprime lenders are coming back into the market. Now, they're not going to do the loans that they used to do. They just basically, in the past, they just checked your pulse and saw that you were alive and gave you a loan. They don't do that nowadays, but there are programs out there that can help people who fall outside the guidelines.
1-888-221-8990. And in fact, I think that was one of the things you said earlier today. Like, if we've got a problem, sometimes having too high a balance on a credit card is going to hurt you. But if you keep a 30% balance on your limit, let's say you had a $1,000 limit and you never went over $300, mm-hmm. or if you paid it off every month, you're going to really start to cure your problem.
Yeah, and that's one of the tools that we use, because when we run our credit reports, I pay a couple extra dollars for my credit reports, and it gives me the potential for score increase. So there's usually things that we can do to get your score up.
And we're going to have to take another call. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe. It's Patty K. How you doing today?
Hey, Patty K. Vince is smiling. He likes you.
Yeah, I hear a lot from Patty.
Yeah, yeah, this is good.
Hey, I have a question, and this Mike might be able to answer this. I don't know for sure, but I have one credit card that I've had for a real long time, and it has a high, you know,
limit.
You know what I mean? Not a high balance, a high limit.
High limit, correct.
So no, not on the, not a balance, but a limit.
No,
So I went to TD Bank, and I opened up an account there. And they told me about their credit card, which gave me better rewards and all that other stuff, because, I mean, I do use my credit card, but I pay it off at the end of the month. So, mm-hmm. So what happened was, they gave me a really high limit. So now I've got these two credit cards with these high limits, which I don't really care to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to call my old credit card to tell them to lower my limit, but I didn't know how that would affect my credit. Like, if, you know what I mean? Like, now I'm asking them to lower my credit limit so that I'm back down to having a credit limit that I'm comfortable with.
Well, what there is it's what's called credit utilization. So your ability, if you say you have $20,000 on one credit card limit and then another $20,000 on the other, you have $40,000 available. But the way the credit scores are calculated, they calculate the utilization of all that. So the magic number is to keep your balance under 30% of your available credit. So, but at some point, you may have too much credit available, and that could hurt your score. But it's different for every borrower. It depends on your past credit history. So the best thing to do is you can get a free credit report from the credit bureaus once a year, and I suggest that everybody do this. Go on to your annual credit report, and then on that website, there's a link to the three credit bureaus, and you can run your credit reports through the bureaus. Now, they won't give you a score, but most of them will offer you the ability to pay for that score. And you know, once in a while, it's worth paying the extra money to find out what this. No, it's only a few bucks.
But no, and I actually do that every 6 months, mm-hmm. because I get that free. But
yeah.
I was just concerned about the fact that that old credit card is my oldest one. And, you know, if I decide to lower that credit limit, will that affect my credit score, because I've asked them to lower that?
No, probably not. It probably won't affect your score. I would have just left it alone and maybe just not use that account.
Right.
Because what happens is, a lot of people don't know this either, that when you open a new account, that could potentially hurt your score for the first 12 months, because they don't, okay. the credit bureaus don't know how you're going to pay that account. You don't have a history on that. So I would not close that old account or reduce it. I wouldn't even change anything on that account until that year is up and your new account has been seasoned.
And then you may not at all. Patty, you're probably in a wonderful position that you don't have to worry about it, and you're not, if I'm reading between the lines, you're probably paying off your credit cards every month, no matter what your limit is, and or nearly paying them off, so your credit score is going to be pretty good.
That's not good either, is it?
Well, here's the one thing that you do have to watch out, because a lot of these banks will offer you a 12-month interest-free if you do balance transfers. Now, what you've done now is, if you have four credit cards and they're all 20% of the available credit, and now you've opened up a new account, consolidated all those, and you're at 100% of the new account that you just opened. One, you just reduced your credit score because you have a new account, and two, you just maxed out that credit card. So that could all have a negative effect on your score. So sometimes it's a good financial decision, but it's not the greatest credit decision.
How about this one? Let's suppose I have a couple of credit cards that they've given to me out of the goodness of their heart, and I took them, all right? And
they're all at 20% interest.
Right, and they're all like Highline, and I pay them off, and everybody's happy. But could that affect my debt-to-income ratio if I had this credit available to me?
Yeah, if you're applying for a mortgage, let's say, you know, we use a debt ratio of about 45%. That means 45% of your monthly income can go towards all of your monthly payments. So if you're using the credit cards, but even if you're paying them off, remember, a credit report is like a snapshot in time. So you may pay them off every month, but at the time that credit report was run, you could have had balances on four of them.
Sure.
So now those payments have to be calculated in your debt ratio. So that's a whole different problem. That's when we calculate your debt ratio.
So if you were counseling me, you'd say, hey, Dan, don't run those up when I run this.
Yeah.
Right?
Now's not the time to add money to your credit cards until we run this credit report.
That's why it's good. I mean, if you're applying for a mortgage, to get pre-approved well ahead of time, because you know what? You might not be in a position. You might have thought you're in a position to get a mortgage, but you know, you may have to pay off a couple debts in order to qualify. So it's good to get counseled first.
And I agree. And you know how people that say, well, wait till later, and you don't want that.
Patty, I'll tell you what, we really appreciate that call, because, you know,
it was a good call.
Yeah, you're helping educate, and that's an important thing.
Well, I did give a friend from church my phone number, and I believe she's already met with him, and he gave her some really good counseling. So
wonderful.
I really appreciate that. Okay.
Thanks, Patty.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too, Patty. Thanks for calling.
No, I think, Mike, would you just send her a $20 check for that?
Absolutely.
I think we have another call here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, my name is Teresa, and I have an insurance question.
Okay, Teresa, we got an insurance expert sitting right here waiting.
Ask away.
Ask away.
Okay.
We didn't lose you, did we?
We didn't say go away. We said ask away.
I think Teresa got disconnected.
Yeah, that's no good.
I think that happened.
Well, she'll call. Ask her to call back.
Call back.
Teresa, call back. You know, it isn't that we don't like you. Just somebody pushed the wrong button here. Or if it's like my cell phone company, they don't like me, period. You know, they're always interrupting my calls. Anyway, 1-888-221-8990. All right.
Well, Mike, what we were talking about earlier, too, and I want to get together with you, is that we were talking about how rents are going up so much, you know, these rental properties, and people...
It's a great time to buy a rental property.
It's a great time to buy one also.
Not to rent one, though.
But that's right. And the people expensive. Are paying a minimum of $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 a month, where mortgage payments for everything is so much less than that.
I had a customer come in a couple weeks ago, and they were trying to find a nice rental.
Right.
And they had to fill out these rental applications through a management company.
We might have Teresa back.
And they
back.
Said that they weren't qualified to get a rental.
Oh, they do?
But we could get them a mortgage.
Hang on a second.
It's harder. Very funny. It's harder to get
a rental. Hey, caller, Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, this is Teresa again.
Okay, good. Okay, was it Dan's fault you got hung up on, or was it Mike's?
It doesn't matter.
Very good answer. Very good.
She's very diplomatic.
Very good. Very good.
Anyway. Okay, here's my question. I had a small leak in my kitchen, and it turns out it was my faucet. They said it was not covered, but their expert said it was something different. So they made up a claim. They sent me a check. I tried to convince the person I was speaking to that I don't want the claim if it's not covered. She said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. So now, a year and a half later, they're sending me a letter asking me for proof of the repair.
That you fixed it.
And I still want them to take the claim back. Can they do that?
Usually once it's reported, it's in there. It's sort of like posting something on the web that you want to take back.
Can't do
it's
it.
It's out there.
Yeah.
So once the claim is reported, it's very, very difficult to expunge that claim off of your CLUE report. And a CLUE report is what other insurance companies look at when they see if you've had claims activities. Now, as a long-term agent, many times I've pulled up a CLUE report. It shows a claim activity. I talk to the customer and they say, well, Dan, that was under my deductible. We took care of that. I have proof. I can send that to a prospective new carrier and say, yes, they did have this, but it was minuscule in nature. It was very small. They took care of it. Here's the proof. And it's normally not as bad as you may think. On the other hand, if you had a flood and didn't take care of that, yeah, they're going to hold that against you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Dan, I just learned something this the other day that you're entitled to get a copy of your CLUE report.
Absolutely.
Just like your credit report once a year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we help you at all with that, Teresa, or did they answer your question?
Yes.
I just didn't give you the answer you wanted.
You didn't want to, yeah. So the bottom line is, yeah, I guess you're going to have to just take the check and cash it and let it be done, right?
Well, they want proof of, that you, I don't know.
That you did the repairs?
How much will it cost to fix?
Oh, probably about, I don't know, between $30 and $40.
Oh, Lord.
To fix it?
Nothing, right? Very, very little.
Yeah, I think they're expecting me to maybe change cabinets or something, but they're just not, they're not that bad to have to be changing those.
I'm not trying to give you, you know, specific advice, all right? But let's suppose you had a small leak behind your cabinets, like it sounds like you might have had, and it caused damage to your cabinets, and they paid you for it. They probably paid you on the actual cash value, not on the replacement cost. Because I have seen people in the past who have said, I can live with that damage. I'm going to take the money. It's to pay you because they are not as good as they should be. But if you actually replace them, they'd have to probably pay you the replacement cost difference. So if you looked at your claim report, it may say something like this. Damage was, and to make my example easy, $1,000. Actual cash value was, $700. And your deductible was $200. Here's a check for $500. Now, if you replace them, they're going to have to pay you that actual cash value difference between that and the true replacement cost. What they've given you now is what, as an agent, I would call an appearance allowance. Okay.
Oh. All right. Okay.
So, but you should spend the $40 to fix whatever they want you to fix, so they can't come back later on and say, "Well, you didn't fix it, and we're canceling you." All right. So, spend the $40 and fix it.
Have you talked to your agent, Teresa?
Well, I not yet. I did respond to them with an email, and I haven't heard from them yet.
The company,
you have to be the squeaky yes, wheel that gets heard. The grease, that should become you.
Yeah, Dan, if it was your customer, you'd get involved with the company and advise directly what to do.
An agent is not there just to take your money. He's there to be
your advocate
and to try to help you and counsel you, not just give you the 1-800 number and say bye. So. Talk to him.
Yeah, I would call your agent directly and go through that situation and let him be your advocate, because they might be making a mountain out of a molehill and you can just get this accomplished real quick.
Because a $40 claim, that's nothing.
No, yeah, no. So they just want to get it off the books, I think, and your agent,
right.
Your agent should be able to help that.
And you should fix it anyway, because you can get mold back there.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to get the mold
back
there.
That's great advice,
so.
Absolutely.
Unless you need penicillin handy. You know. Teresa?
That's for you, Joe.
I know, you're welcome. Hey, I'm here to help. You know how it is. Teresa, I hope we helped you.
You did. Yes, you did.
Thank you so much.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
1-888-221-8990. And how many minutes are we now? You just flashed a 4 over there.
Yep, he's down to 3.
We're 3.5 now. So we got time for another call here. Now, again, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, Remember, you got Vince Rosino, CPA, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, the hardest working realtor in the world. I think
Mike knows that because
I don't even think I'm
time.
Exaggerating on that. Then we got Mike Hollis, who Victoria makes work harder than he wants to because he's always calling.
Especially when he's in the Bahamas. Are you coming back? Where are you?
What are you doing in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah,
well, I'm trying not to answer my phone.
I'm fishing.
I know, and I call him. Like, it is a pricey endeavor. I'm not allowed to, but I do anyway too.
Anyway, so what happens, I said, we're running out of time here. We may not have time to put you on the radio, but you call the radio station, talk to Pastor Dave, or hopefully when Pastor Tom is feeling better is back. And
I'll try to come back next week again. You know, I try to come, but I don't show up often. But with the flooding issues, there'll probably be more questions. So
yeah.
Sure.
I'll try to come back next week if I can.
What a guy. Damn, you are such a good
guy. Just give us a list of some good answers.
I'll give you a heads up. So.
Did you drive the Mustang down here today?
Of course. That's why I got here on time.
Uh-huh. Twice there was a mess. The top was down.
That's right.
888-221-8899. Is there still any rubber on those back tires?
Not as much as there was this morning.
You know, what's the old thing? You can take the kid out of the man, but not really.
Not really.
You can't. Why do you want to?
Yeah, and boy, that's even more.
I don't understand when people that's do even that. More
that's one of the best things I've heard a woman say in a long time. That's a wonderful attitude.
It is. Absolutely. I mean, I am like, Joe knows how I am.
Crazy. Well, no, nice.
No, I am crazy, and that's a good part about me.
All right,
you
want
to know the bad part?
No, those stories go way too long. We won't tell them.
So it is Christian radio.
Wait a minute, that's a three. The three doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't. Well, we're gonna have to go. I've been thrown off.
Where are we now, or do we know?
We just don't talk very long.
We're out of
don't
time.
Talk very long. Should we say goodbye pretty soon?
No. Get
another minute. I got another minute or so. Wow. Wait a minute, you're not holding the right card up. You got the two card.
Yeah,
you're supposed to have the one card.
Now, where's the card that says a minute or so?
You've got a little more than 1 minute.
Okay, but who's
great.
Counting?
Well, now, wait a
minute. Now we're down.
Vince
Rosino, CPA, is part of our group. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Greg Fasula, attorney. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, and Joe Martek, financial advisor. Basically, everybody in our group's here to save you money except me. I'm here to make you money and get you educated on the right ways to take either no risk, very little risk, or some risk. It depends on the person what they want to look for. Right, Alan?
Absolutely.
We have to look at, quote, your risk tolerance.
And that's saving money by making money.
And well, you
absolutely.
Know, well, it depends if they keep it or whether they spend it on things, you know. So, but that's okay if they go out and buy that big house and get a mortgage on it.
Penny saved is penny earned, right?
That's right.
Who's that?
Benjamin Franklin, yeah.
Do you know I used to say that? I was going to take every penny I ever earned, I was going to save. But I don't still.
No
it.
Kidding.
It's not that long ago.
What have we been talking about? Insurance. And what's insurance? Reducing the risk.
Seconds. That's
yeah.
it. That's
30 seconds, he's telling
now,
me.
Now, you see, now now he's really he's counting. Now, you got your fingers out in the toes?
Everything.
Everything's working. All right, folks, until next week, remember this. You call the station anytime. Talk to Pastor Dave or to Pastor Tom or to Karen to 888-221-8990. Remember, we're here to help you. Any way we can, we will.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
We
listeners.
Say goodbye.
God bless
you.
Thank you,
folks.
You've been listening to the MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-678-7725.